Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
It's 8:50 on Morning Edition and time for our first look at the commodity markets on this Wednesday before the Thanksgiving Day holiday. We have our pre-opening report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you, Dan, and good morning, everyone. Good buying interest for hogs to be delivered to the plants on Friday and Saturday is expected to result in steady to higher cash prices today. Terminals are called steady to higher, with top prices from $39 to $41. Peoria called a dollar higher today with a top price of $39. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, November 21st, negotiated swine purchases were 13,674. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $50 to $60.50. The weighted average was $56.56, a gain of 17 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.66 to $49, the weighted average $46.23. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 13,258. The base price range was $50 to $62.50, the weighted average $59.98, a gain of $2.53 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40.89 to $51.50, and the weighted average was $46.22.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Keezer. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Looking at the U.S. Weather, of course, we're into a season where there's not much field work going on. For the Eastern Corn Belt, though, there's still some harvesting to get done, and maybe a few farmers will be working on Thanksgiving Day. Looks like the next several days are going to be decent across the Midwest, generally dry weather. Showers will start to develop as we get into Sunday over northern and western sections. That those should keep the east dry on Sunday. Looks like the first chance of rain for portions of Ohio and Michigan will come Monday and maybe hold off until Tuesday. But then the weather deteriorates. We have on Tuesday a powerful weather system that will be centered across the upper Midwest, drawing moisture northward, lots of rain for Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, followed by much colder air on Wednesday. And this will also create a blizzard in the upper Midwest over portions of Minnesota and the Dakotas on Wednesday. And after that, then maybe several days of dry weather and then showers coming through periodically as we go through the early part of December, and up and down temperatures as well. But generally, the next few days, good for the Midwest Corn Belt. For the Great Plains Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt, not much in the way of precipitation over the next several days. It should be dry. And then when showers do come with that next system, mostly northern and eastern portions of the Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt will get precipitation. Some of the big production areas from southwest Kansas into the panhandle areas of Texas and Oklahoma should remain mainly dry. Colder air will plunge into the Plain States the middle of next week, followed by a warm-up in the weekend that follows, so some up-and-down temperatures there. Now, in the Delta and Southeast, it looks like the Southeast is going to get some rain here over the next couple of days. There's a storm moving up the East Coast, so portions of the Carolinas into Virginia getting rain. Farther to the west, though, across much of Georgia and Alabama, it's remaining dry. Delta is remaining dry here over the holiday weekend. But it looks like with that next front coming in about Tuesday, rain will be picking up in the Delta, and that rain will be then pushing eastward into the southeast, followed by a plunge of unseasonably cold air the middle to latter part of next week. So much of the U.S. production areas getting similar weather, basically generally dry over the weekend, some precipitation around Tuesday to Wednesday of next week, followed by colder air coming in. Now, turning to the southern hemisphere, and we have a few places we want to look at down that way, and this morning, I'm actually going to go to South Africa first and say some isolated showers occurred in about 30% of the summer grain areas yesterday. And some areas in Northwest Province had amounts as high as about 84 hundredths of an inch. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are expected during the coming week. Rainfall will be widely variable in terms of amounts. Most of the amounts will be light. Planting of corn and other crops is advancing, but more rain is needed in unirrigated areas to assure the best early season development in South Africa. Now, in South America, conditions remain very favorable for late planting and crop development. During the last 24 hours, mostly dry weather occurred. A few showers were reported in the northern production areas of Brazil. Some areas in Goiás and Bahia and northern Minas Gerais picked up over a quarter of an inch of rain. And basically, there's going to continue to be showers in those northern production areas of Brazil. Now, as far as southern Brazil goes, dry weather should continue through tomorrow. And in Argentina, dry weather should continue through Saturday. But then it looks like there will be some showers and thunderstorms becoming more prevalent as we get into the weekend, first for southern Brazil and then Argentina. There may even be a few showers tomorrow into early Friday in Buenos Aires, but most of Argentina and southern Brazil will have a few more planting days that are quite good before rain returns there. And that's a look at the growing areas for this morning. We'll be doing this again next week. Mike Sola will be on the morning shift next week. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 517 and a quarter, up 2.5, last trade up 3.25. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 482, up 2.25, last trade up 7.25. March 503 up 1.25, last trade up 6. July 474.25, down a quarter, last trade up 4.5. December corn opened at 361.5, up a quarter, last trade up 4.5. March 377.25, unchanged, last trade up 4.5. July 381.75, up a half, last trade up 4. Redline December 345, down a half, last trade up 3.5. March 2008, 352.75, unchanged, last trade up 2.25. January beans opened at 674.75, up 1.75, last trade up 5.25. July 702.25, down a half, last trade up 5.5. Redline November 714, down a quarter, last trade up 4.75. December soybean meal 192.40, the open there up 40, last trade up 90. December soybean oil 29 even, up 12, last trade up 22. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hi, good morning, Dave.
December gold now up 220. December silver up a nickel. Crude oil over 60 cents. Soy oil, new contract highs overnight. Does this all mean that in the November 2007 contract in soybeans, we have new contract highs today?
Well, it sure looks like it. Yeah, a very dynamic action last night. It was in the day session yesterday, it was a very impressive comeback late in the day. And then, like I said, it continued last night. A couple interesting things overnight. I guess Egypt tendered for some more wheat, although it was optional origin, which normally wouldn't be that big of a deal. But this market seems right now like it just takes any sign of demand anywhere in the world is bullish. So that probably contributed to the strength a little bit last night in the wheat. But what was interesting is the bean oil options, apparently there was an assignment of over 4,000 contracts of a strike, the $29 strike, that was actually settled out of the money yesterday and by 12 cents. And the long chose to exercise anyway, and so people going home thinking they were safe, being 12 ticks out of the money, find themselves all of a sudden short bean oil futures. And kind of interesting, I saw that happen a few years ago in silver, where some long call holders exercised even though it was out of the money, and kind of caused for an unexpected flurry of strength in the morning, and looks like we're going to see that. So I think all eyes will be on the bean oil pit for starters.
So they're going to try to get out of those short positions today.
Well, you'd sure think so. I mean, to have gone home fully expecting that those calls were going to expire worthless, and then find out that you're short and the stuff's called higher, and that's 4,000 contracts. That's a significant amount of bean oil.
About 30 seconds left, but a tough question. For the first time this month, buying in the December 2007 contract led the market higher. Do we make anything of it?
Yeah, I think maybe you do. I think in the long term, that probably, out of any month in the corn complex, it offers the most long-term potential as far as fundamentals go, in my opinion. So I'm amazed that the DSO 6 to DSO 7 spread is achieved the inverse it has. But my money would go, if I were going to play this thing from the long side, I'd rather be on the DSO 7 than the DSO 6 at this point.